Hello, good afternoon. This is Monk Inga from the Absolute Monastery in Campo. It is the first talk in the new year, in the year 2003. Well, it's a lucky number. And my talk is about self-discipline. Self-discipline is one of our so-called statements belonging to diligence, liking myself, and so on. But today I talk about self-discipline. But it is a word at the first moment somebody hears it, what self-discipline? What discipline? Oh no, there's nothing for what does it mean? And it is a very convenient word to do it and to follow it, to follow discipline. I know that when I am disciplined, everything goes fine and smoothly. And this starts already in my thinking and how I plan everything I do, how I plan my work, how I plan my spiritual life, my affirmations. All depends how I am self-disciplined. Well, I know a lady who I admire very much. She started from nothing. She wanted to be her own company and to help people to set up their business. So she became a consultant, and she succeeded very well. But why did she succeed? Because then I noticed from her personal life that she, in all what she did for herself, beginning the morning, or let me say, at the end of the evening, how she prepared herself for the next day, and how nicely she always put away her dresses and all what she had worn during the day and or put it in the laundry, and all in the proper place. So whenever there was a hurry, she knew exactly where to go and to pick up the things she needed and she had prepared. And this is only in the evening, and the same in the morning. And so with everything. Also in the kitchen was the same discipline, always kind and gentle, liking herself and knowing who she is. So it started, and slowly she became a very important person. Not important, but she was everybody who wanted to open a business or wanted to improve the business came to her and asked for advice. Well, in this case, I can mention another very important thing this lady had. She never talked to other clients about another client. Only her talk was direct from her to the client, leaving out all the experiences she had or knew from other clients and other people. No, this is very important. This is also self-discipline, staying with the subject she was treating. For the client is very important. She is important, and so is the client important. And this importance reflected in her total life. And now I can say, I know that this person has become very wealthy, not only for many knowing how to consult the people and how to suggest the people to improve their finances, their business, and the work they have programmed. And always keeping what she did talk to one client, she kept it for herself and the client. And this was very appreciated by everybody, because nobody in the whole town who came to her or with her friends, they knew what was going on in her business life and what Xiaobi was treating other clients. Only the client himself knew what they heard from her, and that was all. All other stuff, unimportant and of concerning other people and how others were doing with their business, was left totally out. And this, I think, is a very important thing. First, I think for myself. The wishes I have for myself, I keep for myself. The success I have, I keep for myself, because it's always only my only the causes I put in motion for myself. And by telling other people, no, I can explain to other people how to do and have a successful life without referring to myself. I enjoy my own company and the success I have in this way. Yeah. This is self-discipline. Self-discipline is a good tool to having really success. Success in everything I am doing or I decide to do. It starts already in the morning when I wake up. Always the word, but I don't feel strange with the word self-discipline. For me, this way of living and the way of I have acquired to do my things, I feel it so normal and so easy to do. There are no, without finding any complications or hurry and so, all goes smoothly because I am like myself. And as I like myself, I'm sure, I'm convinced that whatever I do, whatever I say, is the right word and is the right thing I do. And this helps me very much. And it proves the success is there. Without big letters or without telling to everybody or other people, oh, look, I did this, I did that, or putting articles in the newspaper. No, no, no. It is all on a direct line. Direct line that lady has with the clients. And I think this is the most important and most precious way of dealing with in management and in affairs and financial situations. But sometimes we hear that self-discipline is only done in the military. No, that discipline is different from the discipline I take because this discipline, this self-discipline, depends on the person itself. Only there is doesn't help to enforce discipline or to punish somebody for not being disciplined. It doesn't help. The person, only person, can decide what to do and how to live the life in the ways, in the principles the person knows and are set up for herself. Yes, this is very strange. The self-discipline for me is a very good tool in every area of life, regardless if it is only in cleaning the house or in doing writing famous letters to the clients and wanting business. No, everything is there, belongs, shows the discipline I have. Because when I am disciplined in one area, mainly in the mental area, then I am disciplined in everything. And I know what I am doing. Because I listen within. And from within, I hear the little voice telling me, oh yes, you are right, that is fine. And if otherwise also, do you think that is correct? How would you think? How would God act? Would God act in this way? And then I hear the answer, oh no, that is not the way to act. So I know exactly where is my way to go and how to follow my road. Yes, this self-discipline has great importance for everybody. And maybe I have used only some words or some little examples how to explain what self-discipline really means. But I think everybody knows, even he knows how important it is to be disciplined and have a clear view, have a clear idea of what the person, what I want, and each one of us wants. It's all, I have my own desires, and my desires maybe are different from the desire another person has, but everything is good and very good. And I know that I am successful the moment I put the cause into motion and follow it strictly with discipline and good thoughts and good ideas. Everything turns out wonderfully and in the right way. And this is the best thing I have learned up to now. I love you and bye-bye.